Campaign Casters is a fantasy-filled, heavy player-populated podcast for adults. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Welcome, investigators, adventurers, and roleplayers to Campaign Casters, a high fantasy TTRPG podcast designed to introduce you to your fictional home away from home. My name is Nicholas Bailey, and I will be your caster master and the player of Elxador Vernades for today.
We are a heavy player populated party of not adventurers, but investigators trying to make a name for ourselves in a big city, where this is a campaign run by not one, but two DMs, and introduces a new 5th edition class known as the Runecaster.
So, if you come to enjoy this episode, we'd love to hear all of your thoughts. Leaving a review really helps us get the word out and connect with more listeners who might enjoy the journey too. And your support means the world to us. Thank you for being a part of our adventure. Now, casters, please present your titles.
I am Nicholas Bailey, playing Elxador Vernades.
I am Heath Chase, playing Sig Valang.
Haven't we done robot before?
I don't know,
that
man.
Was a robot.
You know what?
He just sounded bored.
What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, be bored.
I'm Jake Taylor. I'm playing Brian Smith or whatever.
I'm Adam Fox, and I'm playing Leo.
Hi, I'm Sophia Condit, and I'm playing Lycan.
Hey, I'm Ari Bardek Mitchell, and I'm playing Gale. That's it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would be so unreasonably hyper.
I'm Haven.
Us!
Just flying.
Oh my god.
And I'm playing Nissa Stone.
Apologies to headphone users who turned their volume up to hear us.
I made sure I was like right up to the mic to make
Wait,
sure.
Wait, yeah. Turn up your headphones a little bit for me.
No, don't do that.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't
fall for it. You son of a bitch. Don't you dare fall for it.
He's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh.
ASMR.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah. And without further ado, I present to you Campaign Casters. All right. Last we left off Little Guy Private Eye, the group started in the Wheelbarrow Aleworks, an inn where you very stealthily snuck past the brass bears, except for Sig and Elxador. A quick, awkward conversation followed, but Exandros did offer a round of drinks for the party afterwards, whatever you guys were up to. He didn't want to interrupt, because he's that nice of a guy.
It's just that guy.
Just that guy. Then Brian finally described a bit of his previous life, where he is in search of his crew, the Night Marauders. And to find them, he must go to the fighting ring. Once you walk down the staircase leading to the ring, the search was on. Lycan grew an arcanic radar flower to find Chiron.
Kevin.
That's good. Another arcanic in the city. Before Brian could walk up, he got clocked by Leon. Then we hopped over to Gale, where so much happened. And it was the goal to ask some questions and learn things, but it instead led to the banishment of Gale, where Iago's actions of sending Gale to the Prosopone broke foundational rules that have been tradition for quite some time. As they left, Tovey was waiting. Trying anything and everything, trying to find a method, trying to keep Gale to come back to the House of the Solstice. But alas, this time together was bittersweet. With Gale's walk back to the group, they bumped into a long-awaited Pippi Pyre and recruited him to talk about theories with the group. Jumping back, Little Guy, Private Eye, and the Night Marauders exchanged information where a new drug lord, not familiar to the investigators, came into view, and it ended with Brian knowing his first found family was safe. Now, the separated parties group now come back together to have some drinks bought by the Brass Bears.
Yay!
Woo! Now that we're finally getting back into the scene, the Brass Exandros like around to the Little Guy, Private Guy, the Little Guy, Private Eye.
You drinks in, are you?
Yeah, he's a couple drinks in. You know, it was a good amount of time.
Yeah.
The saviors of the missing persons case, the apprehenders of Calhoun Kamuli and the Kamuli Casino.
Yeah.
Can I get that chai yet, please?
Yes, but before you get that chai, who would like session inspiration? Because if no one would like to...
I'll do it.
Oh, okay. All right, go for it.
So, Leo's mind, honestly, these past few days have been a bit stressful, but he himself hasn't been too overly stressed. He's more just been worried about other people, but it's like cool because he like for just a short amount of time, and it's still enough time that he just isn't the one causing a problem, and like isn't the one who is making people freak out or doing something that was accidentally catastrophic, and like he's actually just being present with people and just living. He hasn't had a surge in a while. Like he's currently feeling, quote unquote, the most calm he's been so far while still being the most anxious little boy ever. But he is at a state right now that is like he's there for other people rather than feeling like he's a burden at this time. But yeah.
No.
I love it. Please take your session inspiration. I guess we'll get an Elksador one next time.
Ooh.
Sorry, I was very.
No, you're all good. So you guys are back in that normal where you were before, at your table where Anka now moved back over, and for Gale, you spot your party and make your way down with Pippi Pyre, and for you guys, you see Gale come approach, but with a backpack.
And looking, wearing something a little different.
Yeah, with a short 5'1" hobgoblin man who also has a backpack and a lot of like just you just see like there's just folders of information like starting to spew out of his backpack and like ink spots all over his vest. Like pencils are just tucked into his shirt pocket, and like this man is ready anywhere at any time of the day.
You got my message. That's good. It's good that you're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You doing all right?
Gale just, like, kind of freezes.
I gotcha.
No. Life-altering events.
Not right now. I heard there were drinks. What's a good drink?
Oh, you ever had rum?
No, if not.
Well, I personally don't like rum that much.
I'm still waiting on my chai.
Are you looking for something for taste? Or are you looking for something to forget?
The latter, probably.
You get a mixed drink.
The stronger, the better.
I would say straight liquor, then.
I don't think that's going to taste very good, though.
Oh, you said not drinks for the flavor.
I don't know.
Here, I like the drinks for flavor.
Gale, I don't really drink, so I'll get a chai and I'll get an alcohol. And you could try both, and whichever one's better you could take.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
As you guys are discussing, can someone roll a D6 for me. A
D6. Jake's got
it. Oh, he on it.
4. What'd you get?
3.
Yeah, yeah, I win.
Okay.
I'll see you guys later.
4. I like it. Okay, so as you're discussing drinks, you see another server woman come by, where she has brown hair that's kind of up in a little half. I don't know how to describe this hairstyle.
Half up, half down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half up, half down. There's some like some really cool leaves kind of in like the ponytail to give like this really cool nature aesthetic. Lots of like, you know, a green shirt and then some black accents.
Coughing.
And coughing. She walks up to the table after hearing like, we're looking to get drinks.
Oh, hey, can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I would like a chai and whatever alcoholic drink you have that's good. What do you recommend?
That's a highly opinionated statement that doesn't. So okay. You're looking for something like sweet. You're looking for something.
How about like, the Moondrop whiskey?
Great. Yep. Yeah. Can do.
And Leo looks for a minute. He's like, no. You thought you looked like someone that. That was sorry. That was weird.
I would like the spice pear brandy, please.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. One of those.
Can I get a sprig fig Jaeger?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lager.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's the fog.
No. Yeah, yeah. Guys,
everyone at home, it doesn't
actually,
look.
It's a lager.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Can I punch her now?
No, I'll go.
That was before.
Yeah.
Can I punch her now, please?
Oh my God.
I'll have the Hazy Ember Rotch beer.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. One of those.
I'll take a Thalesian rum, please.
Got it. Okay.
Oh my God, Brian. They have rum from Thalassia here.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting it. It's the best kind.
And then do you need a kids menu? No, I don't need a kids menu. Also, I don't drink. Thank you very much. Oh, okay.
Leo's going to lean over. Leo's going to lean over to like, and it's going to be like, do you want chai as well or water? Or?
Water's fine. Yeah,
okay. I actually also want a water.
Oh, yeah. Can do.
Oh, what's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia, the brass bears, they're covering our tab. We're the little, you know, we're a little guy.
Got
private
it.
Eye.
Great. Oh, well, thank you all for your service for the town. Really.
Six salutes.
No, keep going.
With
enthusiastic
all, like,
bunch over here.
As Sig like goes to salute, I think Nyssa uses two of her.
She's
their hands
for our service. I'm gonna. I got a salute. She said service.
and
all right.
Does this place serve food?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. You know. I haven't got all night, so do we eat food? I can come back.
Oxenor, do you know what?
Just drinks.
Great. Well, got it.
Thank
I'll come back.
Thank you, Sophia.
He wanted food.
Oh, so cool.
No, it's
fine. Oh, yes. What? Sorry, Brian.
I was just gonna ask if you know what Alfredo is.
Alfredo.
Alfredo. What is that?
Sorry, kind of.
It's like a Leo pulls out his book. It's like it's a pasta.
It's a pasta.
It's like a
cream pasta.
Sauce.
It's a sauce that
sauce.
Uses multiple cheeses. Yeah.
Is it good?
It's delicious.
My boyfriend loves it. So,
all right, I'll take the blackened steak and shrimp Alfredo, but with just the shrimp and not the steak.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You see a guy who's at the bar peek his head out, and he's just like, "What'd you say? Did you
nothing,
call
nothing. Oh, okay. I didn't say anything."
Okay, you see him do like flips and stuff with the with thing. He's so cool.
Does a bad.
He's so cool. Does he have to roll for that?
Yeah, explanation of what he looks like.
It happens.
He's just cool.
That's so cool.
Adam says it. It just happens. He just backflips.
Wait. Can I change mine from last time?
I'm the sickest fuck bartender.
Yeah, he's so cool. Okay, I'll bring you drinks. I'll be right back. Bye. If you make a perception check later, she's making out with a cool guy in the bartender.
As I'm still doing flips, and I'm still
as you're doing.
I know.
Flips.
I was originally saying I was doing flips with the stuff, like doing the bartender.
Guy. Yeah,
that's what I was saying originally. But I like the aspect that I'm doing actual flips.
Yeah,
I understood what Adam meant, but I liked the bit.
All right.
There you go. It works though. I do it. It somehow works.
Oh,
yeah. That's my system.
She's supposed to be getting on drinks. All right. Hello, who are you?
Hi, I'm
Pippi Pyre.
Oh, that's the.
We were gonna talk to you eventually. I forget when. We never planned on it.
I believe now is the time.
Now's we're talking to you now.
Nah, you got time in 5 minutes or.
5 minutes?
That was a joke. It's, I didn't actually say that.
Oh.
No, you said it. It's too late.
No.
You said it.
It's too late.
You gotta wait 5 minutes, Pippi Pyre.
You make sure whoever's editing this episode really reverb and boom that part of the, what Jake
you
said.
You gotta wait 5 minutes.
And then make cricket noises right after.
It was really good.
I don't think you need to know because he just did it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
You're welcome. Time to.
Hey, but hey, Pippi. Okay. We heard about your stuff.
What
stuff? We heard that we needed to talk to you because you have information.
I do have information. Are you referring to any pulls out his flyer where it's like Beware the Butcher that he's put up there? I try to distribute information for to Talona.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Yeah.
Where have you learned the information about the butcher from?
Yeah.
I don't actually do any investigating myself, but I do follow like the reports and just do my own little far away investigating.
All right. Well, Pippi, what is it you know exactly?
Question. Is this will be private? Or am I know I had made the flyers, but I don't do stuff myself. And with your name in the newspaper,
we will not say your name.
Anonymous.
Yeah. Yes. Anonymous.
Yeah. Thank you. And he just like froze his backpack down to the side and he's just pulling out stuff. And in this table, like he just starts to lay out like all of his papers and notes of like, and they're pretty hefty. Like they're like manila folders that have like, there's like, you see like one subject where it's like lycanthropes. And then you see another one that says the ocean. And then he has like more where he's focusing on the like where he has like the butcher and he starts like moving through it. So they're the directorate traced back the killings to about 7 months. I think I traced it back to a year and a half ago.
Oh.
And I discovered they're two types of murders of the victims of the butcher. One, they've been mauled and mutilated back, you know, past to the point of being unrecognizable. But these murders happen in a public place where the victim seems to be running away, and they've been called the Oath Warden murders, but the other one where victims they have been precisely cut in a way where they can collect body parts from bones, organs, or etc. But these murders have been in more private places where it takes time to find the body.
Did you say that it was being that the ones that were clearly not Oath Warden deaths but organs?
Some of them. Orland Tavish was one of those.
Do you know what Orland Tavish lost?
The Agoshin Watch actually, and he looks through the Thanes of Greenspell for the directorate.
They would know.
Yeah, but I suspect, you know, these two, if you guys didn't know that these two are connected, and the butcher has like a pet where the victim, when the victims escape, they you know, send it after them. Giant can, you know, confuse the trail off of the guards.
Oh, right. I was gonna tell you guys, but I got like all distracted. The magistrate told me about this, that all the bodies were actually all from the butcher. I forgot to bring that up. Sorry. No oath wardens.
All actually. Of them?
Yeah, all no. of them.
Yeah, exactly. Because they pushed to be killed by the oath keepers, like Dante Alderwood. Mm-hmm. But I actually think he was a butcher murderer. And the director is just using the dwarves to alibi, because the dwarves came in 7 months ago, and that's when they thought the butcher started murder starting to happen, because the killings became more rampant then.
So it was just coincidence.
Yeah, I thought it was the dwarves, because they're conjuration and transmutation wizards, and did suspect they used their sky jack rocks for the more brutal killings. But after Orin got them segregated and their amulets confiscated, I ruled them out after Corvin Hask's murder.
What rocks were those?
Skyjack rocks.
They're like birds that the dwarves ride on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't come across that before. Good to know.
Was Corbin Haska a dwarf? Or were you just saying that because the dwarves got there, the dwarves couldn't have done it because of the skyjacks being taken from them?
Yeah, that one.
I see.
Yeah, Corbin was a aqueduct worker. Files that the directorate had.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I think just because the directorate hasn't found the butcher in all this time, I suspect that the butcher is hiding in the lower tunnels. Because the Department of Magic Casting can give, you know, the Directorate's scrying magic, that it should have been a lot easier to find the butcher. So I suspect they're somewhere in the lower tunnels.
These tunnels, do they connect to any particular buildings?
I know. Two, there's the fighting ring down here. And he like looks around and he's like, I said that too loud, and he's like looking over. It's like, okay, yeah, the fighting ring where that the burning spire guild, and then there's the red fox den in Karth Plaza.
If this is the case, if that's the, do the two tunnels intersect?
I haven't been in the lower tunnels. I've heard of it in passing. I like to keep the distance from people, but I heard of the lower tunnels from in Karth Plaza from at a moment, and then I did some investigating and found that the Burning Spire Guild has an underground fight ring. I know that the Red Fox Tavern, there's a black market underneath Karth Plaza. I think that the fighting ring leads to that same location.
Black market underneath Red Fox Tavern.
Yeah. Iago's also from the depths.
Is this connected to the depths?
That's my next question, yeah.
Not to my knowledge. Depths is...
So a separate subsection.
Interesting.
Yes.
Because we don't know how far the Depths truly spans across. The Depths could only be an Eskrik. It could... I mean, given the fact that we found Fortune's Trunk so deep within, I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah.
But what who do you guys think?
This is a separate question from that, sorry.
Oh yeah, DM question.
Does it seem like Pippi has this stutter because they're nervous, or just as that's part of who they are?
That's part of who they are. Okay. That they were just born this way.
Cool. Like, it's gonna ask Pippi something then.
That's yeah. Okay.
Could I do an insight check on Pippi's intentions of asking, like, who we think it is and
this yeah.
and
that? Well, go for it.
What's got you interested in all this?
We're about to find out. That's a 19.
You would see that he just looks like awe-inspired, where he's like, finally, I get to talk about my details with everyone. Cause like, he is a mess when
someone's
like all
got
this
a special fun. Interest.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's just like, well, here's everything I know. And you know, for it, where he's like, well, I just like mystery. And the guards, the Thanes and the Goshen Watch, the Directorate, they've barely done anything in this year, and so I want to do try and help because killings kept happening and no one was doing it and the brass bears were gone, so. I wanted to try and help the best I can and do any help for people.
There's no one you lost?
No. I'm by myself. I assume it's hard to lose someone like the Grey Wolf family.
I feel like Riker and Pippi would get along.
Yeah, he was the Kikio has a stall in Karth Plaza, and they haven't been or she hasn't been selling her stuff ever since afterwards. So I'm sure it's anyone that is a victim of the butcher is sad.
Well. All right. Thank you, Pippi.
Yeah. So what have you guys found?
Our evidence is mostly loosely connected. We are working off the assumption that the more brutal murders were oath wardens. So. But if you and the magistrate are now telling us that they're not, I feel like our suspect list has changed at this point.
Yeah.
Ooh. What a...
Well, that still applies to the conjuration magic, what we were talking about, that you could conjure a beast. Gale is chiming in, but it's acting real weird.
Yeah.
Just in case y'all couldn't tell.
I would say that Pippi... None of this information we're about to discuss leaves here.
Oh, yeah.
You see as Nissa stares at Pippi for a long amount of time to make sure that the point gets across.
There's like a good 5 seconds that go by where he's like, yeah, like he's like waiting for the answer. And then it's like, as that stare did not falter, he just like slowly, he's like, oh, okay. And like just kind of goes back to himself. He's like, you know, nods. He's like, ah, I got the picture.
Okay, good.
We believe that potentially Magistrate Dracorum could be a primary suspect.
Dracorum?
Access to expert level clearances to get tools that could be used to extract organs or create lacerations of this sort. As well as the ability to conjure such creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as we're realizing of the black market, I definitely think that's somewhere we need to visit.
We definitely need to go down. I don't like tunnels, but we're going to have to go down there.
I'm actually going to look around in the tavern to see if anyone has like soot on like the top of their hoods or anything, if they were lurking in tunnels. Like in a tunnel and had to like crawl or like had actual stuff fall on them.
Make a perception check.
Why are you afraid of tunnels, Sig?
I'm just really tall.
That's understandable.
And a lot of them are not built for people my size.
Oh, yeah. What if I could cough them bigger?
I'm also a little claustrophobic.
And if you went full demon mode, you probably
dirty 20.
Would get stuck.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say nat 20. I was like, holy shit.
Dirty 20. Shucks.
I could probably cough the tunnels bigger.
I would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Could you make him smaller?
Not comfortably.
I prefer comfortably.
I just thought it would be a fun idea.
The tunnel won't feel anything, but he would if he gets something cast on.
I like being hydrated, I think.
As they're talking, this is just like scanning the crowd.
You're scanning, and it isn't where like everyone, like I, there's like, and you know the difference because there are like criminals who are like, man, we're going to keep to ourselves.
Yeah.
But there's also other people where, that like above compared to here, it is just a whole bunch of people that are just like, oh, cheerful, like the vibes are different, and you would be able to immediately spot someone similar to that.
Yeah.
And I would say after like as this conversation's going, you would see this someone leaving the fighting ring that kind of just has a bit of like, they do have like a cloak ongoing, but like obviously like there's a criminal leaving that spot, but you do see that like they just kind of take it off, give it to Udoku, and they have this outfit that's a bit more like more common, like what his outfit is, where it's like it's still like a little bit shady, but also like okay, he's like, if you know what where to look. And this person starts to leave. You see that they are a rekindle, and as they kind of don off of their cloak, you see that they originally had this I forget what exactly it is, but they have this this red flame, and then you see as they kind of start to be their way, there's something that they like eat a bit that changes their flame from red to purple, and they start to kind of walk out a bit, and they go up the staircase that's right underneath or above Udoku and the entrance of the fighting ring. They kind of start to make their way towards the exit.
The exit of the building.
Yeah.
I think Nissa is going to use the amount of cover and be like, continue talking, I'll be right back.
Oh, do you see something?
Potentially.
Ah, okay,
cool. Do you need anyone with you?
Maybe one.
I mean, if you're trying to be sneaky, I'll go.
Let's do it.
Wow. Yes. Wow, this is our first Nissa and Brian team.
Why do you think I did it?
Do you need a distraction?
I do not need a distraction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, just call
it, you take the right, I take the left.
Sounds good to me.
Booyah.
Dude, most metal team up right here.
Yeah. Oh, this is dope.
Brian pulls his mask back up and as he walks.
Yeah, Nissa still has the hood up.
So please roll stealth checks.
Yeah, no problem.
So I just Josh ruined.
Will they ever have a real conversation?
This is their way of having a conversation.
Damn, a 5. All right, 15.
That's a 17.
Pretty good for sneaky fellas.
Yeah.
God, I love being a rogue.
Sorry, I didn't
like easy. You guys, as soon as you lock in, you're just like into the shadows, and you sneak your way up, making your way through all servers. I would say, Nissa, you start to kind of make your way in, and then you see
this guy with this really long brown hair and very nice trimmed beard and this like green hoodie like that you know.
Your fantasy hoodie.
Fantasy hoodie.
Yeah. Cloak. Fantasy yeah. Hoodie.
Yeah, but really good like with earth tones. Like it really just brings out the color in his eyes. And he's holding like he has this big tray of like five different plates and he's trying to set up a food stand to like set it down and you gotta, you know, skirt around him. What do you do?
I think Nyssa does like walks around like, you know, whenever you're in high school and all the halls are completely full and you're just like snaking in and out between people and you go like sideways to go past. I think that's what Nyssa does around. And you hear as the guy goes, oh, yeah, sorry. Was this your order? As they start sliding different things across.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, you just see going by. And it isn't until like the obviously the rekindle makes it to the door before you guys, but they start.
Oh, I'm not trying to stop them. I'm trying to follow them.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. And Brian, as you're making your way through, there's just this big old guy just standing there at the host stand, just waiting for people to come in. And maybe it's like he's just been waiting there for a long time. He just has this smile, just waiting and waiting. What do you do?
I mean, Brian's gonna like, you know, sneak past him like he's been doing with everyone else, just like sticking to the shadows and like going toward the front door where the rekindled's heading. And as he passes by, the dude at the host stand goes, like he feels like a breeze past him, and he goes, "Must have been the wind."
Oh my god!
Yes, of course. All of our things that we do as ourselves it so makes sense for us.
And you guys make your way outside where you start to kind of like maybe you saunter on over to like this little like to the corner where you're looking over the ledge, and you get to see this side of Tolona where. It's actually a really nice sight where the moon is up really high. There's like this nice moon glow across the blue slates of all the buildings here in Tolona. Really nice sight. But you see that like with this, I want to say like a good like 55 degree weather where it's cool, but also it is in the torrent where it's fall and it's actually not that bad. It's nice, cozy, but a little bit cool. And you see that the rekindle is just boom, 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 like just walking down, and they start making their direction towards, I want to say, towards like the Spikelid pub and like the intersection, making their way as if they were going to the House of the Solstice, that give you guys a good marker of like the direction you're heading in.
Cool. Nyssa's gonna keep following, and as Nyssa starts going, if Brian looks over, Nyssa's gonna start climbing up a wall.
I was just about to say if there are any like buildings nearby to get on top of and follow.
I was gonna say if like Nyssa starts climbing up, looks over, nods to Brian if you want to boost up.
Brian's gonna see the nod, and then he's gonna clamber the wall himself, finding any tiny little crut he can find. I'll take an athletics check if that's an option.
Yeah, do it. Just go for it.
Do you have a climb?
Acrobatics or something? I don't know. What can I?
He just rejected.
Oh yeah, acrobatics or athletics.
It'll be really funny.
Your second choice.
Well, I did say athletics first, so therefore acrobatics is my second choice. Oh no, it's a 21. Ah no.
Easy. You make your way up. Yep.
Nyssa goes up, and as Nyssa's continuing up, darkness, their eyes go gold and turn black, and darkness starts to form around them.
Oh, that's a new form for you, Nyssa.
You've seen this before, Brian. Pay attention.
You see as Nyssa just runs, and Nyssa is going to cast Jump on themselves.
Ooh.
And you see as Nyssa starts jumping from top of buildings to top of buildings. I have a jump distance of 30 feet now with jump on for the next minute.
Let's freaking good. Show off. Literally just a show off.
For the first time, you see Nyssa smile as Nyssa starts running and jumping.
I'm trying to think of something cool that Brian could do to try and one up. Yeah.
Flavor,
right?
Flavor.
Brian, you know, runs toward the edge of the building, takes out the sword, and puts it into the chain whip form, and tries to like embed it in the other, in, like the different building, and pull himself towards it.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that flavor. So I won't say Daredevil. You don't need to roll anything.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Very Daredevil.
Don't need to roll anything.
Hell yeah.
So you guys start to hop across building the building. You're making your way down.
Trying to
one-up each other. And it isn't until
Shit, I could have done something too.
I like the image of like us trying to one-up each other, but we're both jumping across at the same time. It's just like in slow motion.
Yeah,
like,
cool. Like, absolutely.
Like the sword whips and like I pull it back and it goes back in a normal form as I'm jumping and shit. Like,
that's sick as fuck. I love it.
Nice. And it isn't until like before they finally get to the intersection of the streets that they veer left and start to make their way into Gion Square in an alleyway.
Keep following. We're tracing right behind.
That's like right there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Can you guys roll another stealth check for me?
Question. It does not say outright with my sphere, but would my sphere of darkness give me extra help, or because it's nighttime?
Yeah, I would say so.
So advantage or just additional pluses?
I would say advantage.
Sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus, I rolled 4 twice.
Oof. That's unfortunate.
16.
16. That's a 10.
I don't know why I keep rolling so low for the stealth. Like, and like I pass anyway because I'm a rogue. But like, I don't know why I keep rolling so low for stealth. That's crazy.
Were you both in the darkness? Because you, I think, also had advantage.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, Nyssa is continuing to build it. So
I'll take the 16.
That's crazy.
Sorry, as you were saying.
No, you're all good. Nyssa's continuing to build it out to about like a 20-foot sphere around them.
As you guys are making your way, you kind of like... There's a moment where like you start to jump and then you're just like, chicker! Like you got like you kind of jumped a little bit too far and you're trying to catch yourself, but the darkness covers you.
And I slam onto a wall and just stay up on the side of it.
Yeah.
Two arms hanging on, the other two draping.
Yeah, I love it. And you start to see that this rekindled starts to make their way and actually fully go into Gion Square out in the open, where they make their way over to... They go past the fountains and make their way to this stall that's still kind of held up. They do pass this little like box milk crate that's just there randomly, but they don't pay any attention. It's like, random box milk crate.
Oh, well.
It just walks by and goes to the stand where there is actually this one lit lantern. Where you see there's another person that's kind of like a conversation starts to go for each other. What do you guys do? Because now this stand, to let you guys know, is out in the open, where the closest building, if you were to look on the map, is maybe like 40 feet away, but you'd have to start jumping your way to getting closer. You guys are around Spikelid Pub. Yeah. So that's where they veered off left and where you are.
They're in Gion Square?
Yeah, they're in Gion Square at the tan.
Are there a bunch of stalls?
I see.
Yeah, no, it's just this one stall here.
So it's open.
Yeah.
But we could hop along those other buildings, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. I mean, do we want to try and head there to get a closer
advantage? Yeah, and to be hearing, yeah. I think the whole time they're just using like hand signals go across.
And
you see it like one point, like as it's over, like... What?
Brian was doing silly movements and Nyssa just threw the finger at Brian.
There are other people in Gion Square. There's maybe like a couple couples that are by the fountain or just by the aqueduct. There we go. They're just chilling. And then there's like some other friends where you see like some kids are just kind of like throwing rocks into the fountain to have like, you know, skips, you know, making sure if it does that something cool. And then he's like, whoa,
skip.
Dope.
The cat.
Yeah. The three other kids are like, how dare you? And they all beat up that one kid. For doing it. We don't tolerate animal abuse, no, Jimmy. No.
But it was an accident.
No. Just bam.
a cat back there.
Jesus Christ. And you guys are hopping your way to get closer to this point, but it isn't until as you guys are hopping your way, there you do hear like a, "Hey, what are you doing up there?" And if you were to look, you see that there are two Goshen Watch guards on their on some horses. Uh-oh. And they just kind of have these lanterns out and they're just looking up there.
Do they see both of us?
Yeah, they see both of you.
How?
I thought I passed my stealth check. No.
Stealth check.
In terms of hierarchy, Thanes are above or below a Goshen Watch?
Below a Goshen Watch. I'll let you know. So the Thanes, they work directly for the Lucians. They are like the Lucians' private, like, police force, so that they have like some type of protectors outside of what the law can help out with.
Are these guys on the same side as the stall we're currently looking at? Like, do we see the people in the stall seem to be like driven towards us?
No, they're on the outside. So they're not in Gaion Square. They're on the other side. So on the right side.
And where did we make it all the way to the building we were trying to get to?
I would say you probably made it to the middle building between
okay.
there. And that's when
the one without the chimney.
Yeah. The one without the chimney. Okay. And that's when you got caught.
Cool.
Oh shit.
Nissa, you're good with words. Go, go.
Nissa rolls their eyes.
Yeah.
And will like lean on the edge and say, "Currently in a little bit of an investigation. If you would please stop trying to make it obvious."
Roll persuasion.
I have advantage in that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
The magistrate did tell us to be here, so.
This is true.
Brother. That is so dumb, but I'm going to use my plus 10 to make it a 21.
Oh my god.
Cool.
Nissa, as leaning over, takes it off and shows it.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh shit. Sorry. I'm just like, good that you respond. Do your thing. We were just making sure you weren't anyone
yes,
else.
Yes, yes. Now, move along."
They just get, you know, make their way out.
Coconuts.
Yes.
I would have just lied, so that's definitely the better course of action.
You see, as Nissa just stares at you with a darkness orb around them.
my deception's higher than my persuasion. I don't know what you're going to say.
You see, as Nissa just looks toward the other building, jumps.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
And you guys get to the other building where this time, since the stall is faced back to you, you're not able to see exactly where like this rekindled is. But like you see that the purple flame is still there from, like, you know, his flame, his color, his light.
I have a random question.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we could bend the rules of prestidigitation a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because it says stuff like you create harmless sensory effects such as shower of sparks, puff of wind, faint musical notes. I was wondering if I could cast prestidigitation on like the edges of where they're talking so that it amplifies their sound to reach around the building for us to hear what they're saying.
Ooh. Yeah, that's really cool. I love that. Please do and take a point of inspiration. That's a really cool use of it. I like it.
Thank you. All right, you see as Nissa reaches on their back, takes their compact bow and folds it out, draws back, and you see three arrows of darkness just, and all three, one hits on the right, one hits on the left, and one hits right on the top of the stall without creating impact. They just, and just like land to the side and start like speakering towards our direction.
Nice. I absolutely love that. Yeah. As you guys kind of just like get yourself situated, do you hear this conversation going on? Where, how's business doing?
Yeah, it's been pretty slow, but like not terrible. You know, basic day in Gaion Square.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get your shoes dirty by any chance? Something like...
I mean, like, not really. It's been a few days since it's rained or anything, but yeah, no, I'll let you know if I do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What kind of gold did you make today?
A little bit, like 15, 20. I still need to count.
That's fair.
Why did I pick this voice? That's so like grating. Okay.
As you guys are listening to this, please roll an insight check for me.
Well, son of
or history.
Okay.
Insight. Like I know exactly.
Or investigation.
Man, insight, so
history,
options.
Or investigation.
A decipher check.
All of them have plus decipher one. Check. Oh, 16.
Yay. Natural 20.
Oh! Whoa. I was going to say, he actually has the language, though, so he doesn't really.
I was going to say, they're using like code
so,
words.
To anyone else, this might just be a regular conversation, but for you with, you know, your past, you realize that there are certain key phrases that they're saying where they're talking and thieves can't. And what it instead reads where it's just like, well, finally got to sell some of the product. It was really nice. We had some good taste testers. They really enjoyed the product and maybe we were able to get them over to put a little delivery in whenever the cart makes their way out of Karth Plaza.
And I mean, Brian's like translating basically to Nissa during this conversation.
I mean, if they're transporting through Karth Plaza, didn't Pippi say something about the Red Fox Tavern in Karth Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
We could see if the cart comes out of there.
Absolutely. I would say it would behoove us to make sure that we still follow this one, though, in case they use it tonight.
It's a good idea, Nissa.
Thank you.
That's really good.
They say anything else of import?
The vendor is like, oh yeah, no, I can move product to the Smoldering Leaf. That'll be really easy. Then we can just deliver it to the Lazy House of Oddities. Won't be a problem.
Lazy House of Oddities?
They were getting drugs from somewhere.
Of course they were. From the Smoldering Leaf, it sounds like.
Smoldering Leaf.
Oh, we don't even know where that is.
Yeah. It's in Karth Plaza.
Oh. Mm.
Right. And then it's like, oh, and then like the last note, it's like, hey, you've been doing a pretty good job. Really, really shame about your good front man. Since you replaced Mathis, but and that's the last bit of information they kind of get.
Why is Mathis a familiar name?
Fuck. Wasn't he the guy that worked at the Lazy House of Oddities? Isn't that crazy?
Nope.
Or was he the dude that worked at the Wishbone? No.
Nope.
Is he the guard? Is that the name, the guard?
No, no, no. Oh. Mathis is a butcher murderer where their location of death was a storage warehouse in Karth Plaza.
Oh. Oh.
I see the connection now.
Wow, it's like the pieces are coming together.
Shit, dude.
See, don't you guys, now aren't you guys glad that like all the other locations you've been at where it's like, ooh, connection.
Yeah. You're doing a great job, Nick. We really like your mystery.
Thanks, Nick.
It's fun.
It's okay. And then the conversation continues, and then back to like just regular conversation.
It might be better if we wait for this rekindle to leave, and we question this front man.
Isn't the rekindled the front man?
Yeah, the rekindled is the front man. Oh, sorry, my bad.
Never mind. Maybe we question the rekindled then.
Well, if we're gonna question the rekindled, we gotta follow him until he's somewhere secluded.
That was implied, yes.
Huh. Okay.
No, crying.
No. Okay. No.
Yeah, crying.
Brian be crying.
Brian be crying.
OK,
Okay, so do we need to find the tunnels tonight? Like, I mean, we could. I have no problem with that. But I'm just wondering if
we can at least.
I'm wondering if we'd be able to when it's just. Well, it's just the two of us, and I mean, we don't even know if he's going back to a place where there is a tunnel. He could be.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if he is or isn't. I think everyone else should be with us when we find the tunnels. However, yeah, I think it would be very smart of us to make sure that we question him before we lose him.
I wasn't disagreeing with that part.
Great.
They start making their way back in the same direction where, like, they just did a, you know, 90-degree right turn, and they're heading back into the alleyway that they originally entered from and are walking their way.
Brian's going to, like, signal to Nyssa and then drop down from the roof right in front of the rekindled.
As he does that, I'm going to unleash a arrow into the back of the guy who was talking to the rekindled head.
Wait, you're making that shot from the alleyway?
Yeah.
To the person. Yeah.
Yes. To the person at the stand.
It's more than enough distance.
Okay. They're both walking together.
Oh, no.
You said them.
Yeah, I meant
the rekindled. Then I'm doing it on the rekindled.
Sorry, so improper pronoun.
You're okay. You said them, so I was like, okay, I thought there were multiple people walking.
Oh, I tracked the...
Good. Let me reroll that intelligence save.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
That's a 17.
I mean, take half the damage.
Half the damage.
So they're going to take 7 points of psychic damage then.
Can they still only do either move?
No, that's only if they fail the save.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
I should have done that one.
I will say, Brian Smith, please roll intimidation for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
It landed on a 6 and switched to a 14. I'm taking the 6 because that's what it landed on. It's an 8.
It's an 8.
Oh, not very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I drop down. Oh.
We need to talk.
We need to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like a ding right in the, like, the back
those
of...
Avengers knees.
Yeah, the back of the rekindled...
Oh, you know what? I'm going to use silvery barbs. Brother got a reroll.
Who does?
I rolled higher, so it's still 17.
But if in this case I give you advantage.
You're giving it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you now get advantage because I still... no, not for this next thing. For the next whatever roll you do, you have advantage.
For the next roll?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, Nyssa tries to snap and you see as it fizzles out on the arrow, but the purple energy... goes up into the air and onto Brian's chest and turns into a black rose necklace that wraps around.
Ooh, I like it. But yeah, as you kind of go down, as you guys kind of now cornered this rekindled, like, and after taking that shot to the back of the head, the rekindle, you just hear like a little chuckle. What information? And I would like you two to roll initiative.
Easy.
Boy.
Do I get advantage on it?
Wow, I did not see this combat coming.
Oh my natural God, 20, fuck you. Oh.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh. If you need to know, it's a 26. Just in case this rekindles, rolling better.
He is a fighter, right? This was one of the people that was... in the fighting rink?
No.
One of the ones that came up from down there, but not necessarily fighting in it.
So, what was your role, Nyssa?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Ah.
Brian probably has higher dex.
Oh, yes, I do. I got a nat 22 as well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right, Ron, you get to go first.
Okay. Cool.
Time to fight.
Yeah, I actually wasn't prepared for this at all.
Yeah, they did say what information.
After that singular shot, I mean, I don't know how much health this guy has. How does he look after that one singular shot?
Like, dink!
Okay, cool. Brian's gonna if you'll allow me to. He has the sword in his hand. He's going to chain it and try to whip it around the guy and pull him close to, like, grapple him. And, like, I can, like, you know, it's just I can, like, walk towards him and do whatever for grapple, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to whip him in the sword.
Yes. Yeah. Roll an attack.
For Covenant? Okay. Yep. That's a 10.
10. As you start to, like, you know, to wrap around, you see that this rekindled forms this blade of flame and ching, like, goes right across and pushes it out of its way, and you do not grapple on.
As the sword comes back in, Brian just kind of like, ugh! And he lashes it out again, but it doesn't connect, and instead it shoots out a purple energy that Brian wasn't expecting. So yeah. It takes him by surprise, but it hits into the guy, and I'm casting Hex. But does he have to make a saving throw or
nope, just immediately happens.
Oh shit, cool. Okay. Gorgeous. I'm gonna hex Dex.
Dex. Okay. Anything else you wanna do?
Yeah, that's probably about it.
Okay. This rekindled is gonna use a legendary action.
Hmm? Oh fuck.
Oh no.
It's going to look
well
it kinda just do this.
Good one, fellas.
We had a great time.
Well, I was going to make a joke about splitting up the party.
Oh, shit. This is Cal Moira.
This is where
as
you...
No way.
Rekindled looks back to, like, Nissa, where, like, you just see, like, no eyes, just flame kind of just going there. I need you to make a con save for me.
Because they're doing a legendary
y'all
action.
Y'all got to run.
Yeah.
Y'all got to
run. What type save?
Constitution save.
Time to get into... Gargoyle pose.
Oh.
That distress pose.
Jesus, I am rolling horribly. It's a 9.
It's a 9.
I had a plus 5 on that, too.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Same shit's happening to me. Except for that nat 20. Except for those two nat 20s, actually.
Except for those really good rolls. I'm
everything else, though, that hasn't been a 20 has been a single-digit number.
Damn.
As this rekindled looks and you're just preparing yourself from like just seeing like, oh, this isn't just one guy. It looks back and there's, you feel this like energy around you. And in like this 10-foot radius, you just feel gravity.
Just, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, you're going to take 11 points of force damage and your speed is halved until the end of your next turn.
It's fine. I've jumped.
That is true. It's going to take its turn. And
wait, it got in between my turn?
Yes. It got a 22.
Some bullshit.
Yep. Ryan, can you roll a deception check for me?
Deception? Yeah, sure. 30, 20.
Oh, 21. Okay. So
oh shit.
As like this rekindle looks at you, starts to run up, you see like this flame blade. You could just see like this one little dot inside the violet flames just kind of like going around looking for any weak points for you, and they just start to strike. Jesus. The first attack is a 15.
To hit. That's a hit.
You take 6 points of fire damage. And the rekindled's going to come up and just go for a kick right to your head. Does a 13 hit you?
No.
Okay. And you, how do you block this? As like this kick just comes up towards your head.
I'll just throw the blade up and like just like block the leg as it's coming at me.
Yeah. You just boom. There's this force behind like this kick, and there was something terrible that was gonna happen. This person is very strong. Leg flames. Nissa, is now your turn.
What to do? What to do?
What to do? Into,
that's a great question.
Something we weren't expecting. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe didn't pick this fight or do it. I don't know.
All right. I need them to make another intelligence save.
Yep. Ooh, that is a 2.
Okay, they fail. Now they're going to take damage. 13 points.
Woo!
13 points of psychic damage. Can't take reactions until the end of its next turn, and it must choose whether it gets a move, action, or bonus action. So I assume that a legendary action would not be possible with that. if it's reactionary based. So Nissa is going to release that purple arrow once more into the slit of the armor, mm-hmm. and it hits into the purple flame and starts to crack through their body.
Yeah.
That's their action. I don't really have many bonus actions, so what's going to happen is I'm also going to use my action surge.
Nice.
Because with this level of ability, I'm not fucking around.
Why do you think I use hex?
Okay, I'm going to try and fire an arrow at this person.
Yeah.
Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay. I'm
Imagine
also...
if he said no.
Yeah, I would have been... so that's going to be
get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. 8 points of piercing damage plus 9 points of poison damage, and its speed is reduced by 10 feet, and it every time it moves more than 1 foot for the first time each of its turns it moves more than 1 foot, it takes 2d6 slashing damage for the next minute. As you see, as Nissa then throws back the bow and like re-aims, and you see a arrow forms, and this time it's made of thorns, and as it's released, brambles net outward and collapse in on the armor, hooking themselves into the armor itself. This is grasping arrow.
Does my hex also do you add a d6 to
I don't no, just, no, just you. You
cool
yeah okay Yeah, and you said I can't take reactions till when?
Until the
start of your next turn?
It can't take a reaction until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
And it has to choose between moving, action, or bonus action for its next turn.
Okay. Brian, you're up.
was awesome.
Do it. Does a 12 hit?
No.
Jesus.
Okay.
What'd you do? Did you try to poke? You like? Did you give up?
Like off of deflecting the like kick, Brian immediately just swings back around and tries to like hack into the rekindled. Yeah.
You see that their flame just kind of goes down as you up across their head.
One attack per action, bonus action, 2 weapon fighting. I don't have a second weapon.
Aww.
You don't have a second weapon.
No, I still have those daggers, but I don't know if I ever. I don't know if there's. I mean, I had an idea that Brian would shove them into the sheath, a whole bunch of them, then he could just. But I never said that, so I don't know.
I'll allow it.
Yay! Yeah. Okay.
Garbage bin.
garbage bin sheath.
Brian's gonna then take the sheath and turn it slightly upside down and grab a dagger out of it and then and like stab with that.
Cool. You can try.
Jesus.
Is it?
That was amazing.
We say it hits.
An 8. You got an 8.
It's an 8 plus 7. That's 15 to hit.
No, that's
no! Oh, man, I got a 16.
For the viewers at home.
Yeah.
Okay, just so everyone knows.
James threw his dice. It bounced off his dice in his dice tray and launched across the table and landed in the dice tray that Ari and Sophia usually use. So which like is a bounce. Good like foot of distance that it bounced and landed perfectly.
Arguably in. 2 feet.
Yeah, it might be 2.
I hope it's 2.
Somebody hit their foot.
Now, if that's 2 feet.
You see, in that case, that's all I can fucking do.
That's okay.
Brian sits down and curls.
Oh, wait, do I have to roll concentration or spell?
If you're attacked, if you're
if you
hurt.
Take damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So next time you take damage, you will have to roll it.
Dude, I never knew how to use concentration.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
I know that because of Baldur's Gate.
There you go. You see that this rekindled kind of takes out this powder, like, or some type of something, and they crush it down into their hands where both of this spark ignites inside of it, and it grabs like the center of it and positions itself in between both of you, where they extend both of their hands out
Okay, this is a fucking...
And you see, like, this vibrant beam of, like, violet and red energy just go out of his hands.
Okay.
And there's one beam is to you, Brian.
One beam's to me.
So that is an 18 to hit.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Nuh-uh.
No. No.
Oh, boy.
Uncanny dodge that.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I am uncanny dodging this thing. 10, 11. I forgot to do it last time.
You take 16 points of force
Holy
damage.
Holy shit.
All right.
And that is a 9 plus 18 for you, Nissa.
A 9 plus 18?
Or 18.
Or, I mean, yeah, 9 plus an 18. Or 18 plus 9.
It's a plus 9? Yeah, no, that's what I was asking. Yeah,
27?
No, it does not.
Actually, no, it doesn't.
Smash cut back to
I'm
like,
also using a shield. We're all drinking. My God.
Wait,
Gail,
wait,
you should
wait,
calm
wait,
down
wait,
on
wait,
the
I'm
drinks.
Sorry.
Does this attack have a plus 18 to hit, or did you roll
plus
it?
Nine.
Plus 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It only has a plus 9, which is a normal 10th level character
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Y'all are cooked. You
come on. What is it? Two.
How bad is he looking?
We've done no damage.
I've done a bunch of damage.
Yeah.
I've done no damage.
They did 13
yeah.
damage.
Yeah, you've been, no, you're doing good.
I've done
Brian,
like 30.
Brian's not.
Yeah, something
Brian's
like that.
Point, you take 21 points of
Jesus
force damage.
Christ. Christ.
What?
Oh, actually, I'm very sorry, Brian, because I forgot they had... Oh, okay, never mind. I lied. You're good, you're good.
I wrote it though.
I was about to say, they had insightful fighting, but they did not use any sneak attack feature on you. So, it is now Nissa. Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, do I have to roll concentration now?
Yeah,
yes.
I'll play by the rules. What do
you
I have to?
You have to beat whatever the number it was.
What the number that was
that was dealt to you
as the attack roll that was done?
Yeah, no, the damage.
The damage.
The damage was 16.
So yeah,
which
to,
I have.
You
to
have
eight.
To beat a 16.
Do I have to beat the 8 because I had
you
a
have to beat
dodge?
16.
16? Okay,
yeah. Your rogue abilities just allow you to be like, I don't take that much damage.
All right, fine.
Nissa's going to use a bonus
Hex
action
is gone.
To second wind.
Hex is gone, whatever.
Fair. Yeah, man. Maybe we shouldn't have split the party up.
Maybe not.
It's going to be 11.
Something just happened.
11 points back for Nissa. Yeah.
Nice.
Hear thunder in the distance.
Oy vey. Oy vey.
How y'all doing? Wait, how do I check... y'all's health. Isn't that a thing I can do?
In the campaign for D&D Beyond. You should be able to unless everyone has been like, nah, my character's private.
Okay, I'm going to...
No, I think we should be able to see it too. I see.
Roar!
This one feels like strong.
Roar!
Well,
I'm
not everyone.
Make three different attack rolls. I'm using another spell.
I'm just
cool.
Private,
that is... Oh, let me look at the pluses for Nissa. Nissa gets a 19 on the first one.
Yep.
Dirty 20 on the second one.
Yep.
And a 14 on the third one. So
that one does not
first two hit. Okay. With that being the case, that is going to be for real. 4 points of damage because I rolled horribly.
4 points of piercing?
No, of cold damage.
Cold. Okay.
And now. It now needs to make two constitution saving throws.
Ooh. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. First one is a 15, the other one is a 21.
I feel like both succeed, sadly. Yeah, both succeed. And Nissa's going to use their movement to back out of the alleyway, out of the gravity around them.
Smart. What exactly is on Brian right now? Like what's your outfit consist of?
Full stealth outfit. Hat, coat, bandanas pulled up as a mask, the eye patch and goggles over top, and the like full stealth.
I am going let's make a like say so they have an insightful fighting as like they can check against a creature to try and learn of its like weaknesses, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There. So and you rolled a deception a charisma deception check against it and they succeeded where they have that insightful fighting against you. So I'm gonna say what they're going to do is cast immovable object on it.
Oh,
on what?
Brutal.
On your
the neck.
Collar.
On the collar.
Oh.
Do I get to do anything against that or is it just
brutal?
He's gonna die. You can't kill him.
Oh, never mind. I lied. They're going to move. They have to touch it. So they're going to move up to you and try and...
They take 2d6 points of damage.
Cool. 2d6 points of damage. Go for it.
8.
Take 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, can you roll a dexterity saving throw? And I'm going to roll an attack roll to see if I can beat that. To give you some fair chance.
Oh my god.
I'm going to use my inspiration that I've had since talking to Sayer all those sessions ago.
Come on. Damn. You think please, about Sayer. Please.
Thank fuck. That's
so much better.
Yay, Sayer.
That's going to be a 24.
Thank you, Sayer. It's her responsibility.
They got a 16.
Thank you.
Cool. So
yeah, my original roll was a 2. So
yeah, they reach for your collar and yeah, what do you do?
No, fuck out of here.
I've had enough people touch me collar.
Touch me collar. Then Brian, your turn.
What's the smart thing to do? What's the Brian thing to do?
Ring, ring, ring. Hello.
Okay, you know what we're going to do here? We're going to play a little game of fuck it, we ball. And
that's what happens to me a lot.
Covenant, swing! Why do I? Okay, yeah, so that's going to miss.
Oh boy, Brian.
Brian.
It's
Brian,
not
please.
A good day.
Again! For the dagger?
Yeah.
19 to hit.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh my god.
Dagger's gonna hit. Can I do sneak attack with the conditions I am currently under?
Actually, I'm gonna say no, because as you go for the dagger attack, describe your dagger attack for me.
So the, you know, Coverman's gonna swing in with the right arm and it's gonna miss, but then I'm gonna immediately just stab straight down into their candlelight with my dagger.
As you do, you see that their body shifts where they look almost ethereal for a second, and your dagger just goes right through.
That's rude.
That's some shit.
In that case,
I need to make an episode out of COD Dex to just include that. In that case,
is it smart to run away? When I'm within opportunity attack range.
I already used my reaction.
Oh, okay. Cool. Brian fucks off out of there. The full 30 feet as far as he can go. Back toward the direction of the wheelbarrow aleworks and ale and inn.
As you do, they're going to take a legendary action to, as you're running, you're going to
fuck you.
You're going to see this, like, instead of flames that come out, like this, like I'd say waxing grease pours out, and you, let's see, when I'm casting grease,
I think it's immediately.
Yeah, when the grease appears, yeah, each creature standing in its area. Yeah. So please roll a dex save. That's for me.
18.
I'm pretty sure you succeed.
I'm fairly. I. It better fucking succeed. What was the number? It's grease.
18.
18. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you do.
It's grease.
Yeah, but like you, like this wax starts to like, whoo, like you kind of slip a bit, but like as wax hardens, it's like, oh, okay, and you keep on going.
Yeah.
This rekindled is going to use, like, you just see like power builds up as they just kind of in their legs, and they just, let me roll.
Let it fly.
They jump to the rooftop, and they're going to start booking it. And
in the same direction or away?
In an opposite direction of you. So okay. they're hopping towards
Spikewood Pub
to like Heirloom Library direction, okay. And they jump up to like on the top of Spikelid, and they're going to use their action to dash and keep jumping like these very long distances as if they themselves have the jump spell.
Yeah. As they're running away, Nissa looks over and says, "You okay?"
I'll be fine.
All right. You see, as Nissa aims their arrow up in the air without just looking at Brian and releases an arrow, Nissa's going to release Seeking Arrow. you can choose one creature you have seen in the past minute and fire an arrow that flies toward that creature, moving around corners and ignoring three quarters cover and half cover.
Oh,
if the
that.
Target is in range and a path is available, which, by the way, because I have the sharpshooter feat, I can do anything outside of disadvantage range.
Yep. Go for it.
It must make a dexterity saving throw, please. And I'm going to use my sharpshooter feat to do -5 because it doesn't even matter. Yeah. I can just add a +10 to it if it fails.
Yep, and I have dexterity disadvantage, correct, yeah, from Hex?
Yeah,
yep.
That's exactly why yes, I was like, yes, you should do dex.
Ooh, they got a 2, so that's going to be a 5 for them.
So that's going to be 1.
Hopefully you catch them in between both.
3, 5, plus, so plus 10, so that's 15 points of damage total. And 1 point of that is force. But basically Nyssa just releases the arrow upward. You see as a golden streak shoots through the air, it and faces towards the general direction, following like a compass, and then it and sticks into the back of the person.
Ow! You just hear it echo off the distance.
You see as Nyssa smiles in the darkness, the white teeth gleaming with the gold eyes.
Okay, yeah. Cheshire Cat.
But in like the next couple of seconds, if you guys stay where you are, you just hear like boom, boom, boom. Like it just gets quieter and quieter as this person jumps away.
Cool.
Jumping back to the wheelbarrow, Aleworkson Inn.
Oh my gosh, guys. Another round. I think I'm good.
No?
I've had enough.
Gail
wants another drink.
Lycan!
Get Gail another drink.
I just have water, thank you.
I had chai, I don't know. I mean, I sure, it doesn't really do anything to me.
What about the brandy you got?
Yeah. Well, I gave that to...
That was for me.
Gail.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
It was whiskey, but yeah.
Whiskey, yes.
It was the moon something whiskey.
Something.
Well, yes.
Oh.
Hey there, folks. I just saw you ask for another round. Is that...
I'll take it.
We're in the back with Adam like 5 seconds ago.
As you guys are
trying to cover your shit, dude. Woo!
As this conversation goes by, you see someone that has a manager pin on as
I knew
as I someone walks up to interrupt this argument between Jake and Sophia.
Jake, this is my table.
All right, but you weren't here.
Guys,
we're
trying to run a pleasant establishment here. What are you, why are we arguing?
Jake, I was trying to take my table.
I was trying to pick up the slack in the building.
These people
were unattended for the last 30 minutes.
You hear a crash and then Heath is choking out one of the patrons.
Okay.
Ari, I think you gotta go take care of that. I think that's more important.
Back over by the bar, is just searching for some things. No, I need to think of a different song.
Ari turns to the rest of the party and goes, I'm so sorry, folks. I don't even know what to do with them. It's been a long week. You know what?
Yeah, it's all right. We're all good here.
Great. Awesome.
Tip your servers.
I'll go back to the host stand now. I just wanted to pick up the slack here.
You see Nick and Haven over in the corner. Yeah, I really think that this would be a really good plot line if we could make this part of our game whenever we go home. I think that maybe they wouldn't see this one coming.
Nerds.
Searching for some days. Yeah. Searching for some
days. This entire game takes place in the confines of an insane asylum. And it's us all just imagining that it's happening.
Actually, this entire podcast isn't even real. We just have been imagining it the whole time.
Wake up. Oh, wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Yo, dude, you're all here with me too?
Barry!
Hey, Barry!
Hey, Barry!
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Nyssa?
I don't know.
They're independent beings that only look to serve Nyssa. Very fun.
Well, all right, so I guess we should... Should we wait for Nyssa and Brian to come back, or should we make our way... Oh, Leo, can't you just send a message to be like, we'll head back to the little guy in Private Eye?
That's true. They're in the Gion Square, right?
Gion
Square.
I don't think they mentioned anywhere they were going.
Oh, then I don't
even know where we were.
Then I don't. I don't know. I need to know where they are.
All right. Well, I mean, sure, then let's make our way back. Gale, are you gonna come along, or do you want to stay at the house tonight?
Gale, like, just...
It wasn't revealed yet.
Yeah, no, certainly not. Yeah, they, like, just freeze for a second. They don't say anything. They're just, like, stuck in time and feeling a little woozy. Fun fact, Gale has never drunk alcohol before. So one was enough to make him feel real weird. They're just standing there. Do with that what you will.
I think Gale should come with us, and we should make sure they have a good night's rest and take care, just in case, of any hangovers.
Gale, how many fingers am I holding up?
Don't talk to me, please.
You see, has all four arms come up.
High five.
Ooh, too slow, too slow.
The worst person to get drunk.
Loki.
There are bugs under your skin.
Okay.
So, then, yes. And Elxor stands up. He goes over towards the brass bears. Ah, thank you so much, Exandus. We greatly appreciate it. Yeah, man. No problem. We hope you... Like, how's your investigation going? Oh, it's actually going quite well. How are you and the brass bears recovering? Well, right now, Himari, thank you, yeah. Right now, Himari is watching over Larks and
Kira.
I know, you beat me to it. And even you knew my no characters before me. Is watching over Kira and Larks right now. But we just, you know, we wanted to come out here to make sure people know we're back in business. And right now, the council is kind of like just recruiting all adventuring groups and trying to figure out something about this ocean. I'm like, oh, what? Very interesting. Well, good luck to you guys, and I wish you well with Kira and Lox's recovery. Thank you, Elxor.
Hey, keep us updated on the ocean.
Oh, the ocean?
Yeah, like whatever you guys find, just let us know.
Yeah, we'll do. And Pippi, he's like, the ocean, and he reaches over towards like his manila folder of stuff. He's like, I'm actually writing a book about the ocean.
Is he the conspiracy theorist?
You know what, Pippi, you have a great conversation with the brass bears. I think it's time to go home.
And Pippi just like, yes, for the brass bears. And he just walks over. He's like, I got, and he just starts like getting ready to tell these guys a story. Colton's like, all right, well, you know, I come from Torbert the Air. I'm a scholar myself, so let's see what you got, little man. And end scene where you guys make your way back to Little Guy Private Eye.
As they leave the bar, me at the bar, I'm like, hey guys, thank you for coming. And always remember, if you get tired, come back home.
Tip your server! And I believe that is where we will end today's session.
I knew it. I felt that. Like, that's perfect.
Oh my god! Hey casters, we wanted to give a big thank you for listening to this episode. We are excited to continue the story of this party and share this world with you. Please check out our socials on Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, and YouTube by searching up Campaign Casters. No spaces, one word, Camp AIGN Casters. So please turn on your notifications for Mondays because we are releasing our character art. Make sure you hop on over to Instagram or TikTok to see our characters in all of their glory. Once a week. And once everyone is released, we may even drop a poster of Little Guy Private Eye. So, stay vigilant. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you left a review on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen. It helps us reach more listeners and keeps the investigation going.
Our theme song is Nobody's Hero by Chronophobia. A big shout out to them for allowing us to use their beautiful music. You can find them on all music platforms, including, but not limited to, Apple Music, iTunes, and Spotify. Speaking of which, have you checked out our documentary yet? Rolling the Dice is officially on YouTube. Shout out to Brandon Pierce Media for producing it. You can find him at brandonpiercemedia.com to book him today on your photography and videography needs. Our players for this campaign are Heath Chase as Sig Valang, Jake Taylor as Brian Smith, Adam Fox as Leo, Sophia Condit as Lycan, Ari Bardock-Mitchell as Gael, Nicholas Bailey as Elxador Vernades, and me, Haven Joseph Lyon, as Nyssa Stone. Our next episode will be released on June 6th.
Until next time, be careful adventuring, and if you're tired, come back home.